So in a moment, we will have a period of walking meditation, and this will be for 45 minutes. And again, there can be some sense of being creative about the walking in your space. So if there's a space that feels okay to do this outside, really, feeling free to do that and to find a path of 10 paces or so. You can pause at the beginning of your path, really feel the feet on the ground, that sense of like the roots of a tree in the earth that I was speaking of. And then allowing that sense of being grounded in the feet to continue through as you walk on your path, feeling the feet as they lift and move in place, lift and move in place. Really pausing at the other end of the path and turning back and continuing the walking in that way. It's nice to be reminded that in the walking practice, we don't get anywhere, right? We end up where we began. So it sort of really embodies that feeling of a shift of mode from trying to get everything sorted and arranged and ticked off to a, mode of can we be with the process of walking. It may be where you are that outside doesn't feel like such a good idea. Maybe that you choose a smaller path. It might be 4 or 5 paces. There's also an option, again, that can be good in some places to stand, actually. So you can, as you stand, you just let the knees be soft and the arms by the side of the body and continuing the practice in that way. If finding a walking path feels more tricky. And one of the principles of meditation is that we resource ourselves before we turn towards that which is more difficult. We resource ourselves before we turn to that which is more difficult. So if in a meditation, for instance, we try to bring something very difficult to mind before there's a sense of resourcing, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But if we first feel, okay, I'm grounded in the body, I can feel the feet on the ground, I'm noticing what's pleasant, what's lovely, what's joyful, I'm gladdening the heart, then a gladdened heart and mind, again, there's more capacity to also take in what is more painful. So, again, an encouragement to see this walking period is a little bit also of a resourcing period for you. And again, it's just a very slight shift of intention with the walking that if you wish to bring in, please do, which is just to have an intention to notice what's pleasant or what's enjoyable about the walking. It doesn't make the practice, completely different, but it's just a slight shift of emphasis. Maybe sometimes the sensations of the feet on the ground feel quite pleasant. Or as you stop at the beginning of the path, you just maybe have a moment of taking in some beauty around you. If there's something that draws your attention, maybe there's a tree that you can see, to take in a moment just to drink that in, to really let that in. Rick Hansen calls this taking in the good, taking in the good. And it can be really helpful to have a little time to savor these experiences because our mind tends to flick past them quite quickly. So if there's something lovely and beautiful, again, I'm in Nottingham at the moment. I imagine most of you are in London, but don't know how the weather is there. But there might be, might be a nice feeling of the breeze if you've got that.